scene opens up. It's dark and dreary. We're in some kind of city, but there's nothing that's super distinct about it. There are tall buildings, there are cars zooming by, and bright headlights. But that's about it. That's all you get. And then the scene and the camera changes, and we're panning on to one lone man. He's wearing some kind of almost mock fancy suited outfit. He's got a button-down shirt on, he's got nice trousers, but there's something ruffled about his appearance. He doesn't look super put together, he doesn't look like he's gotten a lot of sleep. And yet, you know exactly who this character is. You know that he's a police officer. You know that he's some kind of detective, probably overseeing homicide or something very serious. He's got that look on his face that tells you so. He's also got either a pack of cigarettes in his hand or something similar, something that just tells you that he's having a hard life and he needs something to take the edge off. Now, as the scene unfolds, you meet his partner or you continue on and you are at a crime scene. Either situation are likely. And as this continues occurring, you begin to realize that you are watching something very, very familiar. And that's because this scene has been seen thousands of times, not by different people, but in different shows. And that's because at the end of the day, there are only so many ways you can make a cop show. Hi, welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie on cop shows and how I'd like to categorize them. Now, if you've listened to any single podcast episode of mine before, especially the ones about TV shows or movies, you will know I enjoy a good cop show. In fact, I was raised on cop shows. I watched them when I was growing up, and my favorite show is Columbo. I've talked about this before. It's not an unknown fact about me. In fact, I think I make it quite obvious whenever I talk about these kinds of things. But I do find it quite important to realize that a lot of cop shows can be boiled down to very similar elements. And I think that's because at the end of the day, a cop show is very, very easy to make. It's easy for showrunners, it's easy for producers, it's easy for writers, because imagine this, you have an endless plot. There's always a crime happening, there's always a motive, always something going on. There are certain procedures and ways of doing things that are predictable, certain hierarchies and structures within these cop shows that you can follow. And audiences know cop shows. They understand what to expect, they understand how the characters are going to develop. That scene I played in the beginning is not unique because very many cop shows follow the same exact formula. It's easy if you can follow a formula for a show that you can keep doing again and again and make sure that audiences are satisfied the entire time. And that's why I say a cop show is not unique. They're interesting, sure, and the ways that different shows put their spin on them can certainly mix it up or be fascinating, but at the end of the day, there's nothing that formulaically unique about each cop show. And in fact, when you really boil them all down together, you notice that, or I notice that, about 5 main different types are seen. And I'm actually going to walk through these different shows types and kind of what their message is. What's the point of them? What are they trying to convey? So the first one is the positive. This is something like Law and Order, something like Columbo. Anything in which there's some villain out there, some evil bad guy, and the cops are going to catch them. In Columbo, of course, this sense of good versus bad is not always super strict, but it follows that the cop is the protagonist and whoever breaks the law will be held at the end. In these shows, there are no trials, no real repercussions for the heroes. There's simply crime and catching the bad guy. I feel like a lot of these police procedurals we talk about often fit into the positive cop show. And the reason why I deem it positive is because it has positive representation for police. You're aiming for the police to do well. In Columbo, he's kind of a bumbling idiot. He acts like one, at least. And you want him to win. You want him to catch the guy at the end. But we don't know if Columbo's higher-ups like the way he's doing things. We don't get to see the behind-the-scenes of him coming home. We don't get to see those forlorn moments where he has to stand in front of the hierarchy of the structure of the police system and his boss and the captain and the superintendent and so on. We don't see any of that because that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is to vote for Columbo to win and to see it happen. In Law and Order, you want law and order. In this case, I do think you see more of the trials, specifically because Law and Order, that's kind of part of it, is you get the law aspect and the order aspect, and that does require trials. But in a lot of these positive cop shows, you don't necessarily see where the bad guy ends up. You more just catch them, and that's the end of the race. That's where we stop off and move on to the next episode. A lot of these shows will also not always have a super predictable plot line. In Columbo, every episode's different. You can watch any of them out of order and they don't make up a grand plot line. But in some of these, there is an underarching plot that's important to follow, and in some of them, there's not. But in general, it's feel good. You feel good after watching them. You don't feel like any kind of existential angst has been left within you. And this brings me to the next type, which I deem the scientific. These are typically shows that try to have some aim of forensic science, like NCIS or CSI. And in this, you see a lot of fake forensic science to help justify and solve crime. There's analysis, there's blood analysis, you trace fingerprints, you have a medical examiner's, you find really obscure pieces of evidence on the crime scene that lead to help catch the killer. And some people, I'd say, would pin Dexter in this category as well. I think Dexter is a little bit more of a category that I'll mention later on, but in reality, a scientific show is really about clever analysis and catching the bad guy based on scientific principles that they may not have realized exist. And I think a lot of these scientific shows overreach into the solving crime category when really it's just supposed to be collecting evidence, and it kind of has confused the public. There's something called the CSI effect, in which people have come to expect certain amounts of evidence because it's always presented in these shows, when in real life you don't always need those kinds of evidence and that kind of rigor. And so these shows really go above and beyond to have different forms of science and new techniques and cutting-edge technology mentioned, which it can be interesting and makes for good TV, but is not always accurate. Next, the third one I'm going to talk about is the specialized. This is Hawaii Five-0, or anything that is a special unit. These are the ones that can be kind of informative in terms of these special units, or like how SWAT works and so on. But they're mostly just used to be interesting and grip the audience. It's a new angle, and oftentimes you have a team of very tight-knit people, very tight-knit guys who are all coming together, and they're trying to get the bad guy, solve the crime. It does fit into the positive, but it's a lot more specialized, and I think there's a really heavy focus on this team aspect of, yes, we're in a group together. There's not like an individualized person you're rooting for. It's more like, oh yeah, the team. And so I think that, like the A-team. And so I think that is an example of more specialized units and a different type of cop show. This is one I'm actually least familiar with. I didn't really watch that many specialized shows. I've seen episodes of Hawaii Five-0, but I did want to mention it because I think it is a unique angle. The next one, the fourth one, is the gritty. These are the ones like The Wire who try to paint the police scene somewhat realistically, but you still have these heroes, these protagonists. This is also Bosch, where he ends up leaving the police but still has those same threads. And this is the one that I would often loop Dexter in as well. And in these shows, you might see what happens in the courtroom. You see, the actions have consequences, and not everything is sunshine and rainbows. Being a cop is a tough job. There's corruption, miscarriage of justice, and so on. These shows are just as much about drama and interpersonal relations and politics as they are about crime. And that's why I think shows like The Wire and Bosch are ones that people look on more favorably in terms of realism, simply because you get more of a glimpse of the entire picture. It's not just catch bad guy good, it's catch bad guy, but let's also make sure they get through trial. Oh, this happened. This was procedure was followed incorrectly. Now this person might walk free. Or this police officer was too brutal. What does that mean? Or there's corruption. What's that going to affect? I think these shows can be more interesting. And I've watched a lot of them. And ultimately leave people with questions about whether or not you trust the system or the people within the system. I think they're also paint the cops as the good guys at the end of the day, but they're not perfect all the time, and they struggle a lot, and sometimes there might be someone who's mortally wounded, or worse, some family member is hurt, and there's long-term repercussions for it. I call these ones the gritty because at the end of the day, they're not trying to paint a pretty picture. They're trying to paint a picture that might realistically encapsulate what it's like working as a police officer. And I do appreciate that angle. I think it is unique to have that, and I think it is important to have that and not just always have positive and negative, but there is still always that aspect of hero and villain that you get at, which I think you kind of have to sit with no matter what when you have a crime situation, because there's not always that nuance that's there. And lastly is a category that I call the fake. By a fake cop show, I mean it's about police, but it's not actually about police. This is a show like Hannibal, where the police are involved, and they are regularly mentioned, but it's really not about the police. It's about maybe the serial killer, or something like that, where the police structure is really cannot go ignored plot-wise, but it's also not central. It's not the key thing about the plot. I think a show like Grimm also fits into this category. It's way too fantastical, and its portrayal is not realistic at all, and by the end, they basically completely abandon this whole cop idea, and it ends up just being a lot more that magical, mystical thing, but there's still a cop aspect to it, especially early on where he is a detective, and he is trying to solve crimes, and so there's some grand plot going on. It just happens to take place around cops and with cops. That's how I see these fake shows, quote-unquote, in which they're not trying to make any kind of commentary. They're not all about catching the bad guy. They're about passing the storyline on. There just happens to be cops, and it's the main character might be a cop, or so on. So it's almost like a fake cop story, hence the fake. And these five categories, I feel, are pretty universalized. I feel like most procedurals, most cop shows you see will fit within one of these buckets. And I think the reason why people watch these kinds of shows is really because the police and policing is one of those careers that people either see as extremely controversial and something that they want to shield away from but are still curious about, or something super desirable. It's cool. It's tough to be a cop. You're doing something good. You're catching bad guys. You feel like a hero. And people want to even live in that moment a little bit, which I think is why they watch more of these positive renditions. It's they want to live in that moment. They want to see the bright side of things. They want to see, oh yes, there are heroes. There are people looking out for me. And then when it comes to some of these maybe not as positive examples of cop shows, I think a lot of it can be, oh yeah, we want to see how realistic the system is, we want to see how it can be used for good, or so on. But it also maybe comes from a place of good storytelling, because you're telling a story that's realistic with flawed characters, and you're not voting for them, but then you kind of realize you do like them in the end. For example, Bosch, at first I really thought he was an awful person, and I was like, I do not like the show, I do not like this man, I don't care what happens to him, but he kind of grows on you as time passes. And maybe that's the great propaganda of the cop show, is to convince you to really like cops that seem kind of detestable at first, or to show that we're all people at the end of the day, and we're growing and moving on and trying to be better versions of ourselves. And whatever kind of story you take away from this, whatever way of pivoting or convincing yourself that you do or don't like a cop show, you have to admit that, especially in the United States, cop shows are pivotal and really embedded in the way we watch TV and media. These five categories, I've watched a show from every single category, and I don't think I'm alone in that, simply because this fascination with police and the hierarchies of the police and the ways in which they influence the culture in America and have such a big part to play is not just something that's felt in my household. I think it's felt in a lot of households. And so it's interesting to see how a lot of different cop shows have different purposes, they have different goals, and yet there are so many of them because they're so easy to make, because we all know what to expect. We all know what we're going to see depending on which category it falls into, and they all kind of fit the same bill. And so I really do like cop shows, and I like talking about them, but I think it's interesting that these five categories that I've laid out, the fake, the gritty, the specialized, the scientific, and the positive, are all meant to convey something about this industry, and it's something that we all love to consume. And so considering what that says about us as people watching these shows is something that fascinates me and is kind of something I want to leave you with as well, is what of these categories do you watch and why do you think that is? And maybe what do you enjoy about it? As someone who's watched from every single one, I can tell you I do get a thrill of seeing plots and even the simple comedic relief of something like Columbo or catching the bad guy. It's a feel-good moment. But there's a greater sense of community here, and I wonder what that is. And I think it's very interesting to consider it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.